This is how we do it. What do you guys want to do next time? What do you want to do? What do you want to watch, Scott? Let's watch a movie. Let's watch a time travel movie.
There's a few things that are lying on the table.
So we decided that parallel universes is not time travel.
You've made that decision?
No, I'm asking.
It can be. It can also not be, depending on what you're reviewing.
Well, here's...
If there's a film where someone's like, I went to this parallel universe, and in that universe, it's the 50s, then that is time travel. But if like I just went to this other universe that was just different, then yeah, it's same not. Time.
Okay, so it depends on the movie, because there's that new parallel universe movie out now.
Yes.
Artsy looking one.
Everything, everywhere, all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If that did have time travel, it'd be great. It doesn't look like that's the case. I mean, we could see that and then find out.
I mean, it's probably not, but...
Yeah. Well, and it might be an interesting, like I said, I just officially canceled. It's going to take a while for the clock to run out, but I officially canceled Rotten Popcorn and Apocalypse Now. So in the next couple of weeks, those feeds will go away and we'll see what happens. I'm hoping that, like I said, I'm hoping most of those listeners are going to funnel into Time Pop and we'll get a nice little boost from that. You know, I don't want to get too far away from our thesis of time travel movies, but I feel like parallel universes is an easy way to spread our genre a little bit, you know, without getting too far away, but also maybe bringing in some other interested parties.
Yeah. And it's new and it's current and people, you know, they look up what's new and current usually.
Yeah.
There's that TV show on Disney. I Parallels. I watched the trailer.
Oh, yes.
It's parallel universes, but there's time travel. A guy goes in parallel universe. He comes back and he's older. But it's a TV series. If it was a single movie, that'd be great.
How many episodes?
I think it hasn't even started yet. Okay. Look at Everything Everywhere All at Once. She sees all the lives she could have led, but they're not suggesting that any time travel is happening. She's in another. This is, I'm a criminal in this universe. You know, a wizard in this one. I'm a professor.
I feel like I saw the trailer yesterday and I feel like she was a little older or a little younger, and maybe she was just a little more well-worn in some universes than other, but maybe she was a little bit older and a little bit younger in some of the universes. So,
I mean, we could also just talk about, you know, this were,
I mean, Avengers expanding. Is one that did do time travel with parallel universes, and Avengers is one of the ones that has done that.
Well, cause like, I mean, technically like No Way Home, there's not a lot to chew on time travel wise, but it's there. I mean, we get
technically because they're in their universe.
We don't see the time travel, but we see people come from another time into this universe. And I feel like we have to figure out how to do Doctor Strange.
You can absolutely do Doctor Strange.
No, the new one. Well, yeah, the old one we could do but the new one's going to be more multiverse than time travel, right? But
yeah,
in usual. Well, we'll go see. It sounds like we probably want to see Everything Everywhere All the Time anyways.
Yeah.
So maybe we can make a date and just go check it out. And then.
Yeah. It looks really great.
That can be the discussion.
Other things that we've had on the table. We had Boss Level on the table for a while. There was the talks of if we buy a cheap DVD for Millennium that we can watch that, and we'd have to have a viewing party together.
I keep looking. If I find one on Amazon, I'm going to buy it. I do not want to.
No, you got to look on eBay.
I do not want to get into a bidding war with it.
There's some that are just buy it cheap that are like $7.99 that I saw.
Okay.
You know, some of them, you know, you don't have to bid and no one's going to bid against you.
That's true.
Yeah. Let me look right now. It was definitely cheaper. Millennium DVD. Yeah.
I can't believe it's not on.
But you get Trespass for $6.99.
Oh, it does. I was going to
$11.99 pre-owned, no bidding, $18, $12.99, no bidding, free shipping.
What do you got, Ari?
I was going to tell you that when I went on my Colorado trip up to the hotel that inspired The Shining.
Yes.
So apparently, what's his name? Stephen King hated the movie.
Yes.
With a passion. So after it was made, he got together a crew and filmed his own TV series based on the book. And it was like super, you know about that? It was for TV.
I remember seeing the commercial for it.
Yeah, it was, and it was aired and then canceled right away because it was too gnarly. Anyway, I have the link that brings me to it.
Oh, the whole show?
I think it's a mini series. I remember
it's a mini series.
Six episode or something.
I have the link. They're like, we have the QR code link that brings you to the website where you can watch it. He's like, it's got commercials from the 90s, but it's kind of worth it.
No way.
Yeah, I remember seeing the commercial. It looks like it's a different. It looks like they have superpowers, like with The Shining. I remember.
Yeah. I remember he hated it, but I never really. I would love to check that out, Ari, if it's shareable.
Yeah.
We can just get together and watch it. Or no, you probably don't want to watch it, do you?
I don't know. It depends on how scary it is.
I think, yeah.
It was made for TV. It probably won't be that bad.
Oh, that's true. So I will. Okay. This is the first time I've seen some decent. The last couple times I've searched for Millennium, there have been a couple that been like, I don't want to pay that. But there's a couple here. Oh, of course, the VHS is like twice as much. but I won't get that for a little while anyway. So we'll put that off again. We'll get to it, Scott. I promise. Did you guys ever see A Wrinkle in Time?
Yeah.
Is it really bad or just not awesome or?
There's not much to talk about as far as time travel. It's not a time travel movie. It's a movie that has a little dust of time travel. It's not a time travel movie.
Do we want to do Doctor Strange?
You guys haven't done Doctor Strange?
We haven't.
The only thing is the time travel is only really implemented at the end.
Oh, multiverse. Was that one of the new ones? I forgot that we had a couple of other newer ones on the list that
I'm trying to find that article that I always reference and then I lose it. I forget it. That one that had a really good list. That movie, was it Triangle?
That one I think is horror. Didn't we decide that one's?
It seemed it was a little lean, but there was another one that was supposed to be a good like primer like movie that was like simple and low budget that was on that list. And
you guys can do the horror movie. I can sit out for an episode. I don't, you know.
No, it's okay. Then they said
we'll get there. Eventually, I think we're going to have to do some horror movies. What I would love, love, love to do is get enough of an audience to make it worth doing a Patreon and do some horror movies on Patreon.
I'm trying to see that list. There was another film that was like primer-ish. It sounded decent.
Multiverse.
The one about balcony where he goes out on the balcony?
Yeah. I always find this started. Desmond sent me originally, and then I forget.
Oh, here we go. We might have a future one. It's the 23rd century, and the world's most dangerous criminal has taken over the maximum security prison on asteroid Alpha 4. Caught in the middle are the petty. Is that? Ooh, not rated. Fuck yeah. Let's do that.
Huh. Time travel movies ranked by how much sense the time travel makes. The Terminator, Back to the Future. Bill and Ted's, Endgame, Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, Interstellar, Tenet.
Kind of Interstellar should be number one.
But they had Tenet after that, actually, which is interesting.
So Tenet is the most, makes the most sense?
That's what they said.
Then what?
But Interstellar.
Huh.
Wow. 70 best time travel films on Netflix and Amazon Prime.
Ooh. There's some good Japanese ones, too, if we feel like reading some. There's Source Code. Source Code's just good. Could do that. Because I remember.
I thought we did that one already.
No.
You're still waiting on Back to the Future 3 for a special occasion.
Yeah.
And we probably shouldn't do Star Trek 4 after just doing this film because that's kind of similar. There's Timeline that you guys have never done, right?
No.
They all blur together for me.
Timeline, it's like he goes back.
Here's an interesting time loop one. A man's attempt to construct the ultimate romantic weekend backfire when his quest for perfection traps his lover in an infinite loop. So we finally get an infinite loop with...
What's it called? I think I've seen that one.
The Infinite Man.
Yes, that was on the list. That was on the list of one of the top films.
Yeah.
You want to do that one?
I think
so. Let's make sure that's not the horror one. There's Triangle and Infinite Man. I think those are the two.
Triangle is definitely horror.
I think Infinite Man is the one that they said was very close to Primer. I think. We can just go crazy and just go for it.
Which one?
It's time travel comedy, it's saying, though. Maybe that's
like that. One.
The Infinite Man. It's a smart, funny Mobius strip. It's a time travel story. Kind of like Primer, yeah?
I think it's Amazon. Yeah, it's Amazonable for $3.
Let's do it.
So not too bad. All right. Well, I'll say next time. I don't know if it'll actually be next time for our listeners. Like I said, these are going to start coming out of order. So I'm going to start cutting these end portions off and then inserting them wherever it sees fit.
I just saw a movie. It's called Premature. A teenager finds himself stuck in a terrible cycle. He has to relive losing his virginity over and over again until he gets it right.
Oh my God. What's it called? I'm putting that on the list.
Premature.
I'm putting that on the list right now.
Oh, what do you mean you're done already?
We haven't, there hasn't been a straight comedy.
We haven't started yet.
We got to do another, not since Hot Tub Time Machine. Have we done a straight comedy? That might be nice.
Yeah, and you still got Boss Level and Premature for that, but Palm Springs, but also Premature.
Next time on Time Pop, we're doing The Infinite Man, not rated. That's right, kiddies. It's going to get busy in here. From 2014. Oh, Scott. Oh, Scott.
Oh, is it a sweet 90 minutes?
Oh, Scott.
Is it less?
85 minutes. Oh, long.
That means he's going to watch it sort of like six times.
Oh, it's going to be fucking perfect. Directed by Hugh Sullivan, starring Josh Mc... Oh, I love a time travel movie with only three actors. Josh McConville, Hannah Marshall, Alex Dimitriades. Don't look it up. I said it right, folks. Let's see. I'm curious if this director's done anything else worth discussing. Oh, he's done... He wrote Peaches?
I don't know what that is.
No, nobody does. Oh, this is his first... it looks like he's redoing The Infinite Man, because I think that we'll see. I think The Infinite Man is like his, because he did a bunch of shorts. So I think The Infinite Man is like his graduation project. And then he's doing soon. Or then he released Peaches based on The Infinite Man. Oh, so we got to put Peaches on the list. So Peaches is just, he just got a writing credit because someone else made a movie similar to The Infinite Man. So,
Peaches is similar to Infinite Man?
Yeah.
Wait, I think I've heard of this.
You've heard of nothing, Scott. You don't know movies.
Peaches.
Beautiful peaches. Peaches for free.
Oh, that's not that interesting.
Is this interesting?
That's interesting.
Did you guys get my text about the Domino, the Domino Master episode?
Yeah.
It's so, we're loving watching it with Cormac. It's a really cool competition show. Like they're doing preliminaries right now and it's fucking impressive. And so this group, all four of them had to do a time travel domino tumble. It's on Hulu. So go fuck yourself. Oh no, you have regular cable though. You have cable, don't you?
I have cable.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Watch it on cable. It's good for you.
What's it called?
Domino Masters.
Of course.
Yeah. Have a good night.
Mwah. Bye.
Bye, buddy.
Bye. Hello, everybody. That was then. This is now. And I'm here to tell you from now's perspective, The Infinite Man is really good. It is some crazy time travel stuff. We've been needing a time travel movie that is all about the time travel, and this is the one. So I highly recommend you check it out before next week's episode. You will enjoy it. And if you're looking for something else to enjoy before next week's episode, we have a very nice podcast lineup, the Sounds Awesome podcast lineup, brought to you by We Mixed It. We have Time Pop, of course. We have Comedy Spirituality on All the Answers. That is Katie and Cassidy going high and low with the spirituality and the fart jokes. It's amazing. It's awesome. I can't recommend it enough. If you want to listen to smart, funny people talk about life on this planet that we currently live in. If you're looking to get your summer bod going on, check out Truth Not Trends with Jesse and Liam. They just did an amazing episode about how to shed those last couple of pounds before summer comes along. You know, maybe you've been working out all winter, you've been staying fit, but it just doesn't quite, you still don't have that bod you're hoping to. They'll help give you some advice to cut down on those last couple calories, because that's what it takes to look good. You can feel good with exercise. To look good, you might have to take a little bit of food off that plate. Sorry, it's totally worth it. Justin and I are also doing a podcast about The Wheel of Time, the new show on Amazon. Justin is a longtime fan of the book series. There are, I think, 15 books, so there's a ton of information. There's only one season of the show right now, so we're spending the off season kind of digging into some characters that we may have not met, some people you'll hopefully meet in season two. So if you are a new fan to The Wheel of Time or have been on the bandwagon for decades, check out Thank the Light, the Wheel of Time podcast, and listen to Justin and I chat Wheel of Time. And if you're lucky, you might even catch an episode with Cousin Jeremy. If you want to hear some heroic tales from amazing women, check out the Be Brave podcast with Kara and Patty. Every week, they get a woman on the show to tell her tale of
surviving a difficult time and not just surviving it, but coming out thriving due to the process. It's an amazing show. I edit the show, and every week I am empowered by the way that these women deal with difficult situations in life and just come out the other side bigger, better, and badder than ever before. So, once again, we have all the answers, truth, not trends, Thank the Light, Be Brave podcast. You can find those at whatsoundsawesome.com. That is whatsoundsawesome.com, or wherever you find fine, free podcasts. And if you want to communicate with Time Pop, you got some ideas, you got a movie idea that you want us to do, we're going to be doing these anyways. So if you want us to do a movie that you personally love, let us know about it. We'd love to talk about it. That is at timepoppod@gmail.com. timepoppod@gmail.com. You can also find us at time_pop_pod on Insta, Twitter, and TikTok. I'm starting to post a little bit more on there. TikTok, I'm definitely slacking a little bit. I'm trying to come up with some good video ideas to put on there, but I am posting somewhat regular on at time_pop_pod on Insta, Twitter, and TikTok. Go watch The Infinite Man. You won't regret it. See you next week.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.